Welcome to Brand Appeal, where we talk about brand storytelling in the digital age. Today, you get me, myself, and I, Shannon Peel, and I'm talking about... Shh, it's a secret. I've got a little secret. We all have secrets. Secrets make things interesting. Everyone wants to know what your secret is. It creates curiosity because a secret is often bad, right? Sometimes secrets are good. Maybe my secret is that I've planned a surprise birthday party for somebody. That ain't my secret. We all want to know what the secret is to be successful. Like it's a secret. We all want to know how one person did something that we want to do. What was their secret? There was no secret. Secret is boring stuff. The secret is the work that they put in, the networking that they did, the people that they met, their integrity, their authenticity, their honesty, their ability and talents. Their secret could just be a lot of different things coming together to create who they are, and who they are is their brand. We've all got a brand. I know you've heard it. I've said it. I've had guests on the show say it. We all have a brand. What's your brand? What do you want to be known for? The answer to that question is a secret from most people. Most people do not know how to define what do they want to be known for. Because we are known for many different things. You may be known as a good mother, a good father, a good son, the perfect daughter, perhaps the ideal wife, or the ideal husband. All of these are personal things that we want to be known for, and why wouldn't we? Everyone wants to be known as good and decent. But what about the best, insert your job title here, or perhaps you're just that person drinking coffee at the coffee shop. You know, that person everyone sees every time they go in to grab their cappuccino, and there you are in the corner reading a book. Maybe you're writing a book, and you're drinking your coffee, and that's what you're known for. A lot of times we don't know what we are known for. We have no idea. It's a secret. It's a secret from us because people don't tell us and we are afraid to ask. We think people know who we are and what we do, but due to how we process the amount of information that comes at us, people only know a fraction of our story and yet we'll assume they know everything about us. They'll make decisions based on those assumptions. We do this because there is so much information coming at us. We have to learn, and you know, we have learned, we've got a brain that is amazing, and we have learned how to process this information quickly and file it based on indices, biases, stereotypes, and archetypes we already understand. And as much as we would love to think that we are not biased, that we don't have stereotypes, that we aren't making decisions based on race and gender and all of those things. Our minds have got to process information somehow quickly. And we do that through our experiences, through belief systems that we have had since we were children, and the stories that we watch on TV, the stories that we read in books and news, and all the information that comes at us helps us to create these stereotypes and these archetypes and these biases and indices that become intrinsic, automatic information that we use to classify the information that comes at us. And we need it for our filing system. We cannot take the amount of time it takes to process information without biases and without anything that gets in our way. We cannot come up with truth because it would take way too much time for us to dive deeper in and understand what we are actually reading in order to come up with a decision. Now, for most things in our life, it's okay for us to make these quick decisions. And that's why people think that people have an attention span that is shorter than a goldfish, because we are very good at making those snap decisions and not second guessing ourselves. However, when it comes to the big things, like the things that are getting in our way with and causing division in our world, we really should take the time to dive deeper and ask those questions and figure out what the truth is. And this is where your brand story can come in too, because you have to do the work to dive in deep to yourself and your business and your customers and the audience out there to find out what your brand story needs to be and what you need to be telling people, so that when they hear it, they are putting it in the right box, in the right file. It's just so easy to put someone in a box labeled A and to call on them when we have a need for A, but not when B or C come up. Okay, so you probably have a friend you call on when you're having a bad day or your relationship isn't going so well. You know, they will listen and give you good advice. But you also have friends who are fun to go out for with a drink. They're your drinking buddies. They're fun. Or you have them over to watch the game. Now, you don't invite the friend whom you talk to about the deep stuff, the hard stuff, the serious stuff to go out for a good time, because that person's in this other role. People have roles in our lives, even if we don't mean for them to have those limiting roles or are even conscious of the roles that they play. So, you know, a lot of times we feel left out, but really we're fitting into a role and they just don't think to call us to go out for drinks, or they don't think to call us to invite us over for dinner parties or things like that, because we just don't fit within that role in their life. Or we are only the drinking buddy. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know you understand what I'm saying. You're extremely smart. Only smart people listen to brand appeal. So take a moment to think of the person, not your spouse, whom you call to go out for a drink when you want to have fun. Now, was this person the same person that you call when you have a problem and you want to share your secrets with them? Now, it's easy to say, hey, you're the person whom I call when I need an oil change, or you're the person I go to when I need my bookkeeping, or you're the person who I go to when I have a legal issue. It's easy if we put people in a box and then we label that box. So when we niche and only talk about our narrow niche, people know exactly what you do and when to call you. I need a website, I call Mary. When I need help with my digital marketing strategy, I call Joe. Now, Mary might be an expert at digital marketing strategy, and websites are only one of the many services she provides. But if I filed her away as the website girl and don't make any effort to go deeper to find out more about who she is and what she does, she'll always remain the website girl. So how are you going to remove the secrecy of what it is that you do, so that people can put you in multiple boxes or put you in the right box, so that instead of Mary being the website girl, I can put her in the box of digital marketing strategy? Because I like Mary more than I like Joe, but I realize that Mary can do what Joe can do. Well, if you do multiple things, you will need one overarching story about the main problem that you solve, and then you can tell smaller stories about how you achieve that solution. For example, the overarching story I might tell is I help businesses and professionals define their brand stories and build out their digital footprints to guide their audiences from awareness to advocacy by ensuring their story shows up along the customer's buying journey. Wow, did you even understand what I said? That is a huge overarching story, and it doesn't tell anyone why they would need my services. So I'd have to ask myself, when do I want people to contact me? What are they experiencing that would trigger them to need my services? When business owners and professionals want to be considered by potential customers, their story needs to be seen along the customer's buying journey and as part of what they're going through. So if I want my overarching story to show up when a customer or a potential customer or audience member is having a problem that will trigger them to want to call me, and they need to know that I'm the one that can solve that problem, I need to understand where they are. So let's see. I would say, well, how would they know they weren't being considered by their customers when their customers were making a buying decision? Or if potential customers are not converting from one stage to the next stage in their marketing funnel, or when their social media following doesn't call them when they have a problem that they can solve. This process could continue until I feel I've uncovered the situation that will tell my target audience that they need to call me when this happens. And that takes a lot more than what I've just done, and I gotta dive a lot further into it. For some businesses, it's easy. You're standing in your basement in knee-deep water, call me. If you want a romantic dinner with your loved one, book a reservation. For other businesses, there are multiple triggers along the buyer's journey that need to be explored until they can be you can find one overarching problem that they solve. So you tell one overarching story. So for me, that might be, let's see, oh, someone or a potential customer said, so what is it that you do anyway? Or you went to a networking group and someone said, so what is it that you do anyway? Call me, because you have a brand story problem. So you're looking for that thing that would trigger them that, oh, I need to call them. Then, once you've figured that out, start telling more values-based stories around that issue to connect with people who share your values. Now, these stories are important because we intrinsically trust people. This is back to the intrinsic thing, this emotional, instinctive decision-making, survival aspect of our being. And we intrinsically trust people who share our values, beliefs, and experiences. So people who we see that are like us, we intrinsically trust, even though maybe they're not trustworthy. All one needs to do is read the short story, A Good Man is Hard to Find, to understand that, you know what, we don't always know what good means. So let's say I want the market to know how I value deep intellectual thought and conversations to learn more about a topic, a solution, and a story. Because that's one of my major core values is knowledge, intellectual thought, intelligence. So I would want to share stories about things I learn, conversations I have, and I want to ask questions to my audience for them to think about, because I want to attract people to my message and my story and my community who want to think about things, who want to have those deeper conversations, who are intellectually stimulated by solving problems. Then I would need to ensure that I continue to exemplify that value in my behavior and my decision making, as I continue to share stories of my journey to becoming an expert who builds out digital footprints using brand storytelling to guide audiences from one stage of the funnel to the next to increase buying conversions. It's a lot. My own audience will begin to move down my own marketing funnel on their own customer journey through my digital footprint as they trust me. Now, if I was a plumber who valued rapid service, I'd tell stories about how I help people who have a plumbing emergency within a certain amount of time. If I was a restaurant who valued providing the best dining experience, I would tell stories about how we ensure people come away from our establishment feeling they had an intimate meal with their dining companion, or how our personal service made our guests feel safe. I would create stories for social media, blogs, podcasts, video, wherever I needed to ensure my story was showing up and meeting the person along their buying journey without any gaps. Now, as a brand storyteller, this means I need to build out a larger footprint than if I was a plumber or a restaurant, because there are more stages in the customer journey for a business owner who is trying to figure out how to tell their story and figure out that they have a problem and that they need help. And if they need help, that I'm the option that they need. That's a longer process than an emergency plumber who wants to show up when someone Googles, need plumber in such and such a location now. A restaurant that provides an intimate experience for couples will need to have a solid online review portfolio, a word of mouth reputation, and photos of the experience available where people go to find romantic restaurants. So before you start building out your digital footprint to ensure people know who you are and what problems you solve, you need to understand where your story needs to be along that customer journey. A brand's story is told by the brand and the customer in the way of reviews and word of mouth and publicity. If you want to be known for solving a certain problem, like a flooded basement or an intimate dining experience, you will want your customers to write reviews using those words and telling that story. Now, how do you do this? Well, when you ask people to write a review, provide them with three questions to help them tell a story with a beginning, a middle, and an end. For the plumber, the questions could be, what problem did you have that had you calling for a plumber? How did I solve your problem? What did you appreciate about us showing up right away? Now for the restaurant, it would be more about what was an important expectation you had for your dining experience. How do we provide you with an intimate dining experience? And what did you enjoy most about the evening? For brand storytelling, I would ask, what result were you wanting from creating a clear brand story narrative? How did market appeal help you define your brand story and ensure you were telling the right story to the right audience? And what did telling your brand story do for your business's bottom line? From the reviews, and you want to do this, you really want to do this, because from those reviews, you will be able to modify your brand story because you will learn what your customers think about you, what they see you as, and what they think about you will no longer be a secret. And you will have a better understanding of how you're being seen in the marketplace. Then you could utilize those words and that language to create more copy and more stories so that you can connect with other like people that are like them. And when you utilize that language, you are making it easier especially when they're on social media and in zombie brain and going through, because they're kind of looking for that one word maybe. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, they do that. Okay. My mother would review everything upside down and take forever. I think she took 3 years to buy the last car that she had bought because she reviewed every single thing that she could get her hands on. But most people are in between my mother and myself. I just go, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Okay, that one looks good. But most people do a little bit of research and figure out, okay, this is what I want. Most people are in between my mom and myself when it comes to how we make a decision. So these reviews are going to be very, very helpful for you. Now, as you build out your digital footprint to match your customer's journey, and that's the important thing, you have to match your customer's journey, you will need to understand many, many intricate things along the way. If you want to know more about building this journey, or at least building your footprint to match a journey or what a journey. Anyway, if you want to know more, make sure you jump over to marketappeal.com, click on that button under journal to join the Market Appeal community, where you will receive tools to help you define your story and build out your digital footprint. So it comes down to, what is the secret? What's your secret? And what is holding you back? Well, think of one thing out of all of the things that you want to be known for. Think of one. Start there and start creating content around it. Take one word and create content for social media, for platforms where you're building your authority, You know, thought leaders build their authority on marketappeal.com platforms, or, you know, some are good enough to go to Forbes and, you know, all those other platforms where you can build some credibility and build authority. You want to reach out to those platforms, media, customers, to gain credibility with reviews and publicity, which also gives you the authority. You want to create content to answer your audience's questions and objections and make sure they know what to do every step of the way to ensure your business is part of their decision-making process. Now, if you miss creating a piece of content along the customer's journey, your audience will be ripping along the information highway, and then boom, they'll find themselves on the edge where the information highway suddenly stops, no longer exists. There's this big canyon between them and the other side, and they won't know where to go or how to get where they need to go. So do you think they'll stand around waiting for you to show up and tell them where to go? No. No, 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 no. They will turn around and take the next off-ramp to find the solution they need elsewhere. Here's the thing. If you're building out most of your interaction with customers and audience in your audience on the digital platform with basically zero in-person, real-world connection, it's really easy for people to turn around and find the off-ramp. So you need to make sure that if you're going to do it that way, you build it out 100% from beginning to end. And that means from awareness to advocacy and beyond. Now, this is where I come in. This is why when I create a brand story. So when I sit down with you and I create, if we're doing one-on-one and I'm creating this big brand story, I map out the digital footprint and match it to the customer's journey with strong calls to action to move them from one stage to the next stage of your funnel. Now, if you want to know how to do this on your own, make sure that you join the Market Appeal community. You know, you get extra member-only content. You get some direction and more. Just go by marketappeal.com, click on the button under the journal, and you'll find out more information about the Market Appeal option as well as the Create Appeal option. Now, listener, I have one question for you. Just one. Is your brand a secret? Or do people know who you are, what you do, and when they need to call you? Don't let your brand be a secret. Until next time, listener, peel out.